I'm Khaled Hafiz. I am Cairo-based artist, and the artwork is called the A778 Project on Presidents and Superheroes. There is 2D and 3D animation. The idea of using a superhero, because the problem with our First Republic, with the coup d'etat of 1952, that turned into a revolution somehow. There was always the president who is a superhero, you know, like the guy who would kickbox, dance, kiss, and, you know, like who should be able to do everything. The idea was to create a state that would somehow represent what's happening in the Egyptian street, actually. It's sort of like taking a pick from different elements of the Egyptian street today. This is the only work in which I used animation in. Since I touched the medium of film in 2001, irony is principally me. The idea was to create a state that would somehow represent what's happening in the Egyptian street, actually. You know, rising right-wing fundamentalism. This was 2 years before now we have Islamists in the parliament. And then the demonstrations, this was like 2 years before we did the revolution, you know, in 2011. Every single image was taken, photoshopped, shaved the background and inserted on the video, or on a background that is, which is a taken footage or a taken imagery that I took. I took the speech of Nasser in the 60s, his resignation speech, and then took it to Sound Studio and spliced a bit certain words. But the initial motifs were extracted from media propagated imagery, internet images. So there is even one, the guy with a Vespa or a motorbike. This comes from Pakistan. The petrodollar Gulf fellow who's photographing his women, apparently it's a family visiting Paris. But I took all the backgrounds and we worked the Photoshop into a different background, took it out of a context and created another context. I started as a painter and I adopted, you know, every few years I would extend my own limits and touch another medium. To me, I don't mind at all the label of Arab art or African art or Mediterranean art, as long as they represent me, because I'm Egyptian and Egyptian identity is extremely complex.